if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Daniel, and I'll read verse in chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." You see, these four young men purposed in their hearts that they would not defile themselves with the food or the drink of the Babylonians. They were set apart from the world around them. We as Christians are to be set apart from the world around us. We live in this world, but we are not to be of it. These young men had two masters, but they were going to serve the one, only one, with complete obedience and faith. And yet, in serving God with complete obedience and faith, they still served their earthly master with obedience and faith. They had to serve in faith in God to be able to show the eunuchs that God would sustain them with their food and over the food of the Babylonians. You see, Israel was taken captive to Babylon to live in Babylon, but they were taken captive because of their disobedience, but they were also to be a witness to these Babylonians that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the one true God and will sustain those who believe in him and all life's trials. This really stuck out with me as we try to live for Christ in a hostile world. We are to purpose in our own hearts that we are going to serve God first, like these young men. They could have followed the command of the Babylonians, and I'm sure a lot of Israelites did, and I could not fault them for that. But God has a better way that they would show these people the people of Babylon, God's true love and mercy, his power, that he is the only God to be worshipped. As Christians, we have allowed much of Babylon into our own lives. This world we look to be accepted of by this world and by the ways of this world. We need to be set apart like these young men of Israel, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, to purpose in our hearts God's word and ways. If we were to be put onto trial today as Christians, would they have enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? I think about my own life and what it looks like before God. Can God see that I'm a Christian and know that on my own I fail a lot? I'm a pretty lousy Christian on paper. I can make myself look good at times, but like Isaiah 64:6 says, he says, "But we are all like unclean things, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags." These four young men could not be obedient to God on their own strength. They needed the faith in the one who would sustain them and through their times of trouble. It is by our faith in Jesus that God sees not our righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ. What I also notice about these four young men is that they were men of prayer. And when their prayers were answered, they did not take any of the glory, but gave God the glory. We live in a world where we like to glory in ourselves, where we like to promote ourselves and show how great we are. When we want to show how great we are to others, but these young men refuse to take any of the glory. If you turn with me to Daniel 2, and this is Daniel prays before he answering the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, and he says in verse 17, "Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning the secret, that so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells within him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand." See, Daniel didn't go on his own. He went to prayer first. He sought prayer with his companions to God that they would reveal what the dream was about. And after that dream was revealed to him, he did not take any of the credit, but he gave all the glory to God, as we read in 27 of the same chapter. And Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret the king has demanded, the wise men and astrologers, the magicians and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king, meaning no man can declare these things to the king. No man could tell him what his dream was about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed were these. And then in verse 30 he says, "But as for me, the secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living. But for our sakes, who make known the interpretation to the king, that you may know the thoughts of your heart." See, Daniel did not glory in his own strength, for he knew that he had no strength of his own. It was only by God's strength that he was living, or that he knew these things. And so we have to look into our own lives. Are we living by our own strength? Or are we living by the strength that God has given us? Are we living by faith, by faith in the one who can sustain us and strengthen us through all things? Daniel is a book of godly young men living with purpose, in faith, and through prayer that God would sustain them in this foreign land that they were taken into. Have we made heaven our home, or are we pretty comfortable here on earth? The Bible says that we as Christians live in a foreign land, that our citizenship is not here, but in heaven. See, Daniel knew this. Daniel knew that his citizenship was Israel, which was a portrait of heaven. You see, our citizenship is not here on earth, but is in heaven when we place our faith in Jesus. And God does not want us to live as the world lives, but he wants us to live by faith, trusting his word and trusting his leading in our lives. And these are the main points of Daniel, that Daniel wants, that Daniel's to show that even in times of trial, that we do not trust our own strength or our own wisdom, but we look to the word of God for all strength and wisdom, that we look to him for our answers and not the world. And so we were thankful that we could look through God's word in Daniel, and that there's many prophecies that have been completed and that will be completed through Daniel. And I would like to leave with you this morning with a psalm. Psalm 37, verses 3 to 8. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. See, it's he brings forth your righteousness. It's not our righteousness. And your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm.